The Ontario Provincial Police helicopter will be in Sudbury today, February 2, to aid in the search for missing Ward 2 Cowan. Michael Vignini, Greater Sudbury Police, said in a news release. GSPS state they have also called upon the North Shore Search and Rescue Team to assist in today's ground search. The GSPS release states that general areas of focus for today's search will include the McCharles Lake Road, Panache Lake Road and surrounding areas. The general areas of focus for the February 2 search for Ward 2 Cowan. Michael Vignini will include the McCharles Lake Road, Panache Lake Road and surrounding areas. Supplied. We request that the public remain away from these locations today to allow for search personnel and emergency vehicles to access and effectively search these locations, reads the release. We truly appreciate the support and efforts of those in our community that have taken it upon themselves to help find Michael. Police ask that any community searchers take precautions and be mindful of their own safety, including letting someone know where they will be going and when they should be expected to return. Police also ask searches to avoid waterways as they are not frozen yet. It is important to remember that different lakes within our community freeze at different rates, and safe ice thickness can change with the fluctuating weather, states the release. We highly recommend staying off of lakes and rivers. There is now a Facebook group dedicated to searching for Vignini, started and run by the members of the Sudbury Freedom Convoy, who have been searching for Vignini as well. Vignini, 62, was last seen driving a black 2021 Ram 1500 truck with Ontario license plate BK22178. It has a broken passenger side tail light. As part of a news release January 31, GSPS released a residential video surveillance camera that captured Vignini's truck traveling westbound on McCharles Lake Road, between Whitefish and Naughton, at approximately 5:40 p.m. on January 27. That is the last known confirmed sighting of the city councillor, GSPS has said. Based on that information, it is believed that the vehicle and driver may have left the area, according to the media release. Shortly after 5:40 p.m. on January 27, a vehicle matching the description was captured on video surveillance by a local business on Regional Road 55 west of Highway 24. Although it appeared to be driving eastbound toward Lively, GSPS reported that they are satisfied that video does not show Vignini's truck. Officers continue to canvass residences and businesses in Lively and east of Lively heading towards Greater Sudbury for additional video surveillance footage to confirm whether the vehicle was in fact Michael Vignini's, according to their media release. Vignini was last seen wearing a bright yellow hooded sweater, green pants and black running shoes. Earlier in the day, he was seen wearing an Erie Otters jersey over top of the yellow hooded sweater. He does not have his phone with him. Anyone who spoke with Michael in the days prior to January 27, 2024, who has not spoken with police is asked to call a dedicated tip line at 705-675-9171 extension 2320. Detectives are looking to gather additional information regarding conversations prior to Vignini going missing. The following is the latest known timeline of events. Friday evening, on Friday night, Vignini posted on Facebook that he was looking into purchasing a fire truck and water rescue craft for Beaver Lake. Saturday, daytime. At some point during the day, Vignini posed for a photo with Freedom Convoy protesters during their weekly gathering outside of Bell Park. Saturday, 5:40 p.m. Vignini's truck is seen traveling westbound on McCharles Lake Road. Saturday evening. Vignini was reported missing to GSPS. Sunday, noon. GSPS issued their first media release indicating that Vignini is a missing person, prompting numerous community members to begin their own searches.